Welcome to our latest mindfulness session. So try to get yourself into a comfortable position. You want to be relaxed, warm. You want to be somewhere that you're not going to be disturbed for the next few minutes and where you can just concentrate and listen and hopefully relax. So just take a moment to find a comfortable place, a comfortable position. Close your eyes and try to relax your muscles. Make sure you're not holding any tension anywhere. So just do things like relax your fingers so you're not clenching your fist. Relax your toes, your neck, your jaw. And then just start to just concentrate on some deep breathing. So breathing in through your nose, holding it, and then breathing out through your mouth. So breathing in, hold, and out. Breathe in, hold, and out. A nice technique to use when we're focusing on the breath is something called square breathing, which is where you breathe in for five, hold for five, breathe out for five, and hold for five. So you imagine it going round in a square. So we're going to breathe in for five, hold for five, breathe out for five, hold for five, and breathe in for five, hold for five, breathe out for five, and hold for five. So you can just keep that pattern going while I just talk to you a little bit about mindfulness itself. So just keep your breathing going. The cultivation of moment-by-moment awareness of our surrounding environment is a practice that helps us better cope with the difficult thoughts and feelings that cause us stress and anxiety in everyday life. With regular practice of mindfulness exercises, rather than being led on autopilot by emotions influenced by negative past experiences and fears of future occurrences, we harness the ability to root the mind in the present moment and deal with life's challenges in a clear-minded, calm, assertive way. When you do any kind of mindfulness exercise, the key steps are pay attention. So for example, when you shower in the morning, make a special effort to really pay attention to the feel of the water on your skin. Notice. When your mind wanders, which is just what minds do, simply notice where your thoughts have drifted to. Choose and return. Choose to bring your attention back to the present moment, usually by focusing on your breathing or another sensation in your body. Be aware and accept. Notice and be aware of emotions you are feeling or sensations in your body. Try to observe and accept these feelings with friendly curiosity and without judgment. Be kind to yourself. Remember that mindfulness is difficult to do and our minds will always wander. Try not to be critical of yourself. When you notice your mind wandering, you can just gently bring yourself back to the exercise. We're now going to talk about something, a mindfulness exercise called mindful appreciation. And in this exercise, all you have to do is notice five things in your day that usually go unappreciated. These things can be objects or people, it's up to you. But just try to make a note, whether mentally or physically, throughout the day, just things that you might normally not pay any attention to, but that you've noticed by being more mindful in your day. The point of this exercise is simply to give thanks and appreciate the seemingly insignificant things in life, the things that support our existence but rarely get a second thought amidst our desire for bigger and better things. So, for example, it could be the electricity that powers something. It could be the postman who delivers your mail, the clothes that provide you with warmth. It might be the smell of the flowers in the park. It might be your ears allowing you to hear the birds in the trees. But just give them that little bit more thought than normal. So do you know how these things, processes came to exist or how they really work? Have you ever properly thought about and acknowledged how these things benefit your life and the lives of others? Have you ever thought about what life might be like without these things? Have you ever stopped to notice their finer, more intricate details? Have you ever sat down and thought about the relationships between these things and how together they play an interconnected role in the functioning of the earth? Once you have identified your five things, try to find out a little bit more about them so that you can truly appreciate the way in which they support your life. So we're trying through our mindfulness practice not to live our lives on autopilot, and instead to fully engage, pay attention, take notice to the things around us. So that activity is all about just noticing five things in your day that might otherwise go unnoticed and unappreciated. So that's just something that you can try when you're out and about. It doesn't have to be anywhere specific, but just thinking about things that you would normally just let pass you by. Okay, so we're now just going to revisit a meditation that we have tried before. So this is called the 1 minute meditation. So we're already hopefully lying in a comfortable position with our eyes closed. Just take a moment again to just make sure that you're comfortable, that you're relaxed, and that you're not holding any tension. So we're going to focus our attention on our breath as it flows in and out of our body. I want you to just stay in touch with the different sensations of each in and out breath. To observe the breath without looking for anything special to happen. And there is no need to alter your breathing. So you're just focusing your mind and your attention on the breath as it flows in and out of your body. And after a while, your mind may wander. When you notice this, gently bring your attention back to the breath without giving yourself a hard time. The act of realizing that your mind has wandered and bringing your attention back without criticizing yourself is central to the practice of mindfulness meditation. Your mind may eventually become calm like a still pond, or it may not. Even if you get a sense of absolute stillness, it may only be fleeting. If you feel angry or exasperated, notice that this may be fleeting too. Whatever happens, just allow it to be as it is. So just focusing all of your attention on your breath for a moment. And just allowing your mind to do what it does. And if it wanders, just bring it gently back to the breath. So your mind may become calm, it may not. You may feel complete stillness, if only for a couple of seconds. Or you may feel frustrated because you can't achieve that sense of calm. But whatever happens, just allow it to happen. Don't judge yourself for it. Just be. So we're just going to think a little bit more about being non-judgmental, not just to ourselves, but to our thoughts and to other people. So being mindful is about noticing things, but about letting it go without judgment. Okay, it's about treating ourselves kindly and other people kindly. And acknowledging that our thoughts will wander, but it's about gently bringing them back without passing judgment on either ourselves or our thoughts. And remember, we've talked before about how we can imagine our thoughts as maybe leaves on a stream, trains coming in and out of a train station. And remember, we don't have to attach ourselves to every thought. We can simply allow them to just pass through our mind like the leaves on a stream. So some thoughts will just pop into our heads and then we can just allow them to go again. And this is a really good practice to get into so that we don't find ourselves overly attached to negative thoughts, to worries, to concerns, to feelings of unease. If we recognise to just appreciate all thoughts that come into our head, whether positive or negative, and just treat them the same way, without attaching too much importance to them, and just letting them go. If we find ourselves starting to worry about something that may or may not happen in the future, it's fine to just acknowledge that worry, but then try to just let it go. So just allow your mind to just calm and to become still. And just practice that non-judgment of yourself and your thoughts. If your mind is beginning to wander, remember we can always bring it back to the breath. We can use the square breathing technique we talked about at the beginning, or you may choose to ground yourself by connecting to your senses. So we do that by really tuning into our senses and thinking about what we can hear, touch, taste, smell. And just anchoring ourselves to the moment and to the here and now, rather than spending time worrying about what has gone before or what might happen. So I'd just like to invite you to just take a moment to just tune in, particularly to one of your senses. So I'd like you to just do some mindful listening and just take a moment to really listen to the tiny sounds that you might not otherwise notice. So it may be that you can hear the air flowing through the air conditioning. You might be able to hear people moving about. Birds and animals possibly outside. You might be able to hear the wind. It's just paying really close attention to the small noises that you may otherwise not notice. Okay, so our session is almost coming to an end. So I'd just like to invite you to start to bring a little bit of movement back into your body. So you might want to wriggle fingers and toes, you might want to move your head from side to side or let your chin drop to your chest. Whatever feels comfortable for you. Just starting to bring a little bit of movement in. Still with your eyes closed at the moment. We don't want to do anything too quickly or too sudden because we want to try and keep in this nice relaxed state. So just small movements, and then when you are ready, just gently allowing your eyes to open, but without moving just yet, just let your eyes move around the room and get used to the light, get used to seeing again. And then slowly when you're ready, you might want to sit up, and again just take a moment to just allow yourself to just get used to that feeling before you begin to move around and carry on with your day.